last speaker is Esther Jones, the director of Mobian Scolia Methrin.
Well, Disdar and Maras Pirani, thank you for asking me here. I don't usually do this sort of thing. I'm Esther Johns. I'm a director of Mobian Scolia Methrin, which is the nursery schools movement in Cornwall. Right, can you just go on to the next? Yeah. That's who we are. And the next one. Right, a brief history. MSM was set up in 2009 to provide preschool-aged children the opportunity to use Cornish language. And I've been involved with them since 2010, and more recently as a director. The next one. Back in 2009, we were set up as a community interest company, and it was basically parent-led. There's our aim, which I've already explained, to provide the Cornish language to preschool children. Since then, well, in the first days, we were set up just on a Saturday. It was like a Saturday club. The parents would be taken into one room to do a kind of lesson in a classroom, while the children were in the nursery facility doing their bilingual games and songs in Cornish. Since then, we moved on to a nursery from one day a week going up to 3 days a week, and more recently 4 days a week, with only having 7 children maximum. We did have some children from the Flying Start Nursery that are also based at Cornwall College next door as a kind of club canoeic for 1 day a week. We now have... I'll move on to the next slide. Yes, why the Cornish language? This will come under the sustainability. Basically, we want to give all children the opportunity to know where they come from and looking forward to the future, sustain that, their culture and their identity. Answers to this question will be on the next slide. Basically, yes, learn where they come from and have a sense of belonging to their culture and community. Then from there, developing a sense of pride, a sense of difference, but also a sense of how other people in the world are different as well. So you can show the children how they're different, other cultures are different, and we do introduce a lot of other cultures in the world as well. It's been said, transmit the language to the younger generation or else. So for this reason, we are using a roots up system. The demand has come from parents. So many parents say, we want our children to learn Cornish, but there's nobody to do it. It doesn't happen in schools a lot. It does a little bit. And this is the only preschool, really. And you've got to start from the very beginning, and then they live with it. So the next... that's why I've got... It's not a hobby, it's a way of life. Next. Right, how do we do this? The way we do it is to live, do everything in the Cornish language. We're not just, it's not total immersion, it is bilingual, so it's English and Cornish at the same time. And of course, very young children, how they learn is imitation. So, next slide, please. Right. This is some of the techniques we use. This is called Prieskilch. And the important thing here is that we do not teach Cornish, but we carry on our everyday activities in the language so that the children see that this is the normal thing to do. Prieskilch is actually Cornish for circle time, but we never call it circle time. We just say Prieskilch, as there's no need to translate into English, though you know that that's what it's called. We also use a lot of songs. Different activities will have a song connected to it, to the different activities. And often these songs are then used in their own home settings. They take it home, sing it to their parents. The parents want to learn it. they come back to us and say, what is my child saying when they say that? So it's effectively the children teaching the parents. And I've got an example on the next slide, which has a little video, which before you play it, I'll just explain that Pries Gora All in Trow the Vase, the song they're singing, means time to put all the things away. That's showing that they do actually join in and they know what they're singing about. Next slide. We also try and encourage positive attitudes. Everything we do, trying to keep it positive, a positive atmosphere, so that the children associate the Cornish language with positive experiences, like meeting and playing with their friends. And here's one little boy helping another put on his shoes. Then a lot of the time, we encourage the children to develop their own play. So this is child-led. Children often use their Cornish, what they've learned, to create their own games. So we encourage this. This is another little video. See, I knew what she was saying, but she's not even 2 years old and she's talking baby.
Is he? Honan? Honan Dad Tree Lamb.
Cheese.
Harry? Honan Dad Tree Lamb.
Harry? Yes, Harry.
Yeah.
Right, the next slide. So what can be learnt? MSM has now become a facility where research can be done into how children acquire language, and this is the only facility where this is done using Cornish. I just at this point explain that our setting at the moment is at Poole College, at Cornwall College at Poole, and we use the Carenza building. So that one facility is called Skolveithrin Carenza, but MSM, Morvian Skolia Meithrin, is the whole set up, the organisation that we do. Right, the next slide. Right, what we do well, we work with a small group of children. The aim is to provide lots of different settings throughout Cornwall so that wherever the demand is for the parents want their children, they can achieve this. We have a family like... Well, we've seen all of this. I don't need to repeat it. The children understand that Carenza, that's the name of the setting, is for Cornish. So they will, immediately when they get there, they know that it's Cornish that they speak there. Also, community-based. We would like to do, as we say, what could be improved. We would like to interact further with community. We've done a little bit with Redruth Council. We need to also be more professional. We're trying at the moment to become Ofsted registered. And this is proving difficult, only because, not because of the quality of the setting, but because we're a very small group. In fact, the lady that should have been doing this is on maternity leave. She just had baby. So that's held us up for a little while. We need more fluent Cornish speakers with early years qualifications. So how many of those are around? Also, we would like to develop further network with nursery schools in other Celtic nations, such as Brittany, Wales, Isle of Man, etc. And as usual, resources. We need resources and money. We don't actually have any money. So we work with volunteers. Once we get Ofsted registration, we can charge parents, as a normal nursery does, and they can then claim that back from their nursery allowance that all parents get for 2- and 3-year-olds. So, next slide. Right, talking about sustainability, the future of our children and our language, as well as language. We don't just do language. We like to think that we are a high-quality childcare facility, and we like to teach children about other cultures and about their own place in which they live in Cornwall, and how to have pride in where they live. So this is where the sustainability comes in. I can't even say it. And to teach them to be proud of where they come from and to look after it. And if they're brought up with that from a very young age, then hopefully that will disseminate into the wider community. Here we are. Ah, yes. The recognition of Cornish language at an early years educational level. We have recently, working with MAGA and using expertise gained at MSM, a course has been devised to train early years practitioners in order to bring their Cornish up to a level to work at an MSM setting and then continue learning Cornish alongside the children. Often teachers in primary school education are only just one step ahead of the children in a language such as French or whatever. All they need is just to keep that one step ahead and they will learn alongside the children. At the moment, we've come to a crossroads where we must decide whether to move to a different setting. It hasn't been possible to use the Carenza building at Cornwall College for more than 3 days a week due to other people wanting the facility to use it. And if we are going to move forward to full-time nursery provision, we must find alternative premises. So I'm going to put that out to you. If anybody has any ideas, you're welcome to come to us with any suggestions. Next. Oh, this is the future. Oh, just hold that. She's going to say goodbye in a minute. This coming January, we will be unveiling a new website, and depending on finding a suitable setting, we will then apply. We've already applied for Ofsted registration, but we'll be asking to be putting that into place from then. So, I'll leave Caitlin here to sing a little song which ends with "Do Guinness, goodbye."
Esther, you might not think that teaching Cornish is part of a sustainability scenario, but of course it is, because in order to be sustainable, you've got to exist in your within your historical perspective, and you've got to understand the environment. And I think teaching Cornish does that. If you learn Cornish, it makes you understand our history. And environment, I mean, just on the level of Cornish names, everybody speaks.
Yeah, I've actually
Cornish.
Forgotten to say this bit. Yeah, to create a sustainable Cornwall, first our culture must be sustained, and our language is a vital part of that culture.
Indeed, it gives you a much better sense of identity, doesn't it? Which is absolutely essential. We're running late. I'm sorry, I haven't shared this very well. We're meant to have a discussion. Have we got time, or do you want to stop? We'll have time for at least one question. Anybody sure. Got a question? On the last
You meant Jeff Garbutt, the local Green Party. You mentioned establishing links with other Celtic-speaking areas of Great Britain and in Brittany and so on. But the linguistic linkages are fairly limited, aren't they, between these different languages? In what way is it going to support what you're doing?
Yeah. It's not actually to have conversations in the language with the other, but just to see what practices they're putting in place in their own countries.
And is there much going on?
Yes, there's Wales is, but we've actually taken a pattern of how we do things from something that's already going on in the Isle of Man, Munja Vedja, something like that. Munja Vedja, I think they're called.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.